Good afternoon. The man arrested after the discovery of Belfast man John George's body in a Costa Blanca orchard has insisted he has nothing to do with his murder. The bearded 32-year-old from the Czech Republic was held on suspicion of murder last week following the gruesome discovery, but was bailed by a judge on Saturday after being told he's being investigated as an alleged accomplice. The decision appeared to confirm earlier reports suggesting police were planning to make more arrests and the alleged killer was still on the run. It emerged the only man arrested so far told the investigating judge he was being scapegoated because John's family had named him on social media as one of the suspects. The Guardia Civil has only made one statement since the body was found, hidden under lemon trees near Rajales, confirming they had arrested the man who was subsequently bailed. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has launched an international diplomatic offensive to try to mitigate the ultra-right international bloc forged by US President-elect Donald Trump and the billionaire owner of Tesla, Elon Musk, along with the support of the Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Sanchez wants to deepen Madrid's dialogue with several key players on the world political scene, starting with the upcoming Davos summit to get allies firmly on side. In a speech, Sanchez said fascism is already the third political force in Europe, referring to the EU Patriots for Europe group. Sanchez is not only looking to the EU, he's also seeking allies in Latin America, notably Brazil's left-wing president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. And Real Madrid came out looking for some payback in the latest Clásico match against Barcelona, but ended up being embarrassed again. Madrid lost 5-2 to Barcelona in the Super Cup final in Saudi Arabia yesterday. That followed a 4-0 loss at home to Barcelona in the league back in October. Barcelona were able to count on Spain midfielder Dani Olmo after the government stepped in to provisionally allow the club to register him with the league. The Spanish Super Cup has become a moneymaker for the Football Federation and competing clubs since the federation struck a deal back in 2019 to hold it in Saudi Arabia. And that's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.